So any particular pain points that you want to bring up about the whole permitting process, or especially in regards to the website, even though we're going to
Not the problem, I don't think, in Kirkland. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, and I brought it with me, the first time I tried doing an all online permit, and I've never fully understood how much of this was my guy's fault versus how much was the city, it was a debacle.
Okay.
It was just literally a nightmare. We actually quit doing it because it was so hard. And a lot of that, they claimed they didn't get all the files. And the real problem started when we finally got them all the files. They essentially restarted the clock.
Even though
we knew we'd submitted all the files, we lost about a month on a project, which is not good.
Yeah.
Now, Kirkland's biggest issue is outside of this. It's more people-oriented. So.
Okay. Well, but we are going to take a look at the website.
I know.
Just to, for...
I want technology to work, believe me.
Yeah. Trying to make it all... digital.
Yeah, just so I know, is this more permit related, research related, a little bit of both?
It's permit related.
Okay.
So, it's permit related, but like, and by research related, you mean?
Well, like this morning, I'm making an offer on a piece of property in the city of Kirkland. I remembered because John and, oh God, I'm forgetting the head of Public Works, his name was at a meeting recently. They said how they've improved their GIS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I actually went out there and printed it out all the where's the sewer, where's the water, where's the storm. And it was actually pretty easy. The only thing I found this morning was the printing was just a little bit goofy.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but it is part of that as well.
Yeah.
It's just like it's trying to be like the one-stop.
Soup and nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So, like I said, Nate and I are not very well versed in the whole developer world.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard for us to even come up with a scenario for you. So, like,
if you want to.
Okay, so, like.
I can walk through the one I brought because it's
a perfect
example.
Okay.
So this is on the front end, but we can actually walk through what would happen assuming it progresses.
Perfect.
So,
yeah.
Actually, I can pull it out. I wasn't joking. I did bring a book to read in case you guys were really boring.
Yeah.
So. I have a company, a couple of them that look for land for me.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm a developer and a builder.
Mm-hmm.
And they came across this piece of property that is actually right up here in Rose Hill.
Okay.
Literally across the freeway. I've done work in this area.
Okay.
Just, you know, I've built, I think it's close to 40 houses in Kirkland in the last 5 years.
Okay.
And then also did a couple developments. In fact, today, as soon as we're done here, I have a pre-con for a development I'm starting hopefully in the next couple weeks.
Oh, in Kirkland?
Finally got it approved.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, literally, I go upstairs when I'm
good.
Done here.
See?
Wow.
So, efficient.
Yeah, so the company sent me a bunch of information on, here's the tax ID, here's the property, here's the zoning. You know, the guy's interested in selling.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I did is I went out to, just because I didn't know about the county or the city side, I went out to the county side.
Okay.
And I can get certain basic information.
Okay.
But today I went out to the city side. You plug in either the address or the tax ID. I had the tax ID handy.
And so can I ask how you got to it from here?
Actually, what I did is I just looked up Kirkland GIS.
Okay, and that's fine. However, so you just did like a Google search? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't use
that's
Google,
fine.
But, you know.
Oh, okay.
But here, what I'd probably do is I'd hope if I just looked up GIS, we'll see if it works, that it would. There's GIS Kirkland right there.
Okay. And
so it takes me right
good.
To it.
Okay, perfect.
And so that works, and that's exactly what I did.
Okay.
And then I just looked up the online Kirkland maps, I think is what it was.
Okay.
Wait, well, it was a little bit difficult to see exactly. See, these are all maps, which are okay if you're looking at it, but I wanted the interactive part. And can I just click on that again? Yep, there it is.
Okay.
So it's a little bit unclear how to go to the online version.
Okay.
And that is something that I... Again, I've used it a couple times, but I'm not using it every day.
Okay.
And you have to agree to their little thing here, so I agreed. And why isn't this looking like what I did this morning? This morning it went right to the portal. Do you see it here?
I don't really know enough about it.
Okay.
To
well, that's,
know,
that's
so.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
So you can see so this morning, wherever I ended up, I hit that agree thing and it went straight to on demand programming. No.
So would it be this one?
I don't know. Let's find out. Kirkland. Okay.
Oh, okay.
CIP interactive app. So if that was a little bit more clear on the front there,
yeah.
I had to do this a little bit this morning.
Okay.
But it is
that's
a good
interesting how you
And again, I'm pretty computer savvy compared to a lot of people out there. Nope, this isn't it either.
Oh.
This is their CIP.
Okay.
So there. Okay, click on the. Okay, this was a little bit unclear. This is where it is. So if you look here, it says Kirkland Maps, so that normally just means map.
Right.
But if you look down here, it says click on this for a tutorial or here to launch. It'd be nice if they had a launch button.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Launch GIS or launch online, whatever.
Yeah. People don't.
It's kind of cool that I went through it this morning.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's helping me just to what a person would run through. So you let it load.
And this is great for us because even though you went through it this morning,
I'm still having a little bit of a tough time.
Yeah.
And that's where the average person out there, if it's not easy, they won't use it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right. And that's one other thing I found is on here, it was a little bit unclear because what I want is a spot to enter an address, a cross street, or a tax ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting around maps and sources, tasks, analysis. So I'm looking here just like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Point identify. Okay, I'm not seeing it here. I'm looking for, as a user, where would I enter in?
Because
in this case, I've got a specific property. Most of us do.
Right.
Some people, every once in a while, do just a random search around, but most people don't.
And I take it you did enter it in this morning
to
get that.
Yeah, I just found it.
Okay.
It took me a little while to second. Okay, there we go. So
okay.
PIN, I assume, stands for parcel ID or something. Not everybody's going to realize that.
Yeah.
So I had to look again. So it gives you an address. Here it says PIN. I had to figure out what PIN was.
Okay.
So let's just enter this in. But most of us pretty automatically have a tax ID. That's kind of an automatic. Mm-hmm. The problem is a piece of vacant property will not have an address.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have, you know, approximate a 12XX. Some of the stuff they're doing is teardowns, but a lot of stuff is. So there's my property right there. Then what I did is I went through and looked at. So it gives me some offsite, what's the zoning, where's the King County information. That would basically link me to that. Okay, that's kind of useful. I already have that information.
Okay.
So what I had to do then is you have to go up. How did I do that? Here we go. Maps of data sources, show layers. And then so what you do now, this was relatively intuitive, but it could be a little bit easier. So I went through and I turned on all the layers that I cared about. So I don't care about transportation as much. I guess I could. I could turn on, like, bus routes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then what it does is it gives me everything about it. Now, what I had to do also that was kind of weird is you had to do backwards show legend. And so showing the legend actually shows me what each of those are. So it shows me that blue is going to be wetlands. So this property, I already knew this, but it was nice to see, isn't covered by wetlands.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure on the gray. I think the gray, and I still am not. I have to go talk to him later today. I think that it means seismic, but it wasn't real clear. If you look at this table over here, I don't see anything that matches that exact color.
So, okay, because, I just saw seismic.
Yeah, and but, seismic looks black, though, and this looks gray.
Looks
so
gray.
It was a little bit, I think that's what that refers to.
Yeah.
But I can see that only the front of the property is usable.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of already knew that.
Yeah.
But this backed it up. Now, the only question I don't know, is this based on their guess or is it actually based on a study?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what I did then is I had to shut this back down, and then I was able to turn on the satellite. Because what I'm always interested in is what are surrounding people
right,
like?
Right.
How far were they able to build or whatever? And why isn't that refreshing here? Oh, there it goes. No?
There. Well,
no,
it
see,
was
that's
there.
Weird.
Yeah.
See,
so I wonder, so we're using IE, and I don't know if.
That's what I use too.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Now, what I will say though is, now one thing that would be interesting to check is if I turn off this.
There we go.
Okay, but now I don't have all my overlays.
Right.
So let's turn that overlay back on. One thing I found this morning is that I'm trying to make it do it again.
See, just does it for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, just enough.
Well, what I found this morning is it would show in this area, it was showing me the aerial. But then once I got into the sensitive areas, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I found, if you turn this off in this exact case, there's a house that's right out here that once you turn this back on, it disappears.
Oh. Huh.
And I don't know. So I think their overlay technology needs to be refined a little bit. But what this shows me, just so I can show you, is, and it is very good. I will say Kirkland in this regard's got one of the better systems. And that is, they've loaded in their storm, which is purple. Mm-hmm. They've loaded in their, I think they've loaded in their sewer. The only thing they haven't loaded in, and I'm aware of this, is they have not loaded in their water for terrorist reasons. They're not allowed to.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's actually a common thing we've found.
And
but I can see from here that I do have water to the front of the property. I have storm across the street. If you go out a little bit further, and this was a red flag to me, is where is my... Oh, see, now green didn't turn on there. That's interesting. Green, just, you know, in the industry is sewer.
Oh, okay.
So why there's not sewer on here? Sewer was on here this morning.
I was going to say, that's green, but that's blue and the...
I have utilities clicked. Let's try it again. It should have the sewer on here, and the sewer, I noticed, only came to the corner of the property, which was a little bit of a concern to me. So that's what we do as a... So as a developer, I can see on this that more likely... This is our 7.2 inches, 7,200 square foot lots.
Okay.
Actually, I measured this, and their measuring tool actually worked pretty reasonably.
Mm-hmm. And the RSX is residential.
Yeah, and the X is a, let's see, east side of the freeway has the X's on it.
Okay.
And it has to do with the height limitations.
Okay.
So do you think there's, obviously you've done this a lot, and you're a savvy web guy. Do you think there's value in having some instructions on how to use...
Well, there is a tutorial, which I did not use. I jumped right over it.
Right. Yeah.
And most of us, like in my case, running my own business, I don't have time to spend an hour learning.
Right.
Most of these things, you hope are intuitive enough that you can just use them.
Yeah.
You know, the King County website, I call it IMAP, I've used for, well, since they put it out, like probably 10 or 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And are there things that, if there's a property in Kirkland, are there reasons that you use the IMAP versus using the Kirkland tool?
No, this actually, now that they've got it on here,
okay.
I don't... The only time I would use IMAP is maybe to figure out ownership or taxes, but even that, they say that they'll launch you out to that if I wanted.
Okay.
If you turn off the layers here, I don't even know how we go backwards. Let me see if let's just try to blow it up. Yeah, see here, I can go to my parcel zoning, my King County assessor. So because they're linked to these other things, it really, once people learn how to use this,
you
can get there. Yeah.
Well, you pretty much don't need the other things anymore.
So are there tasks that you do primarily? I mean, like you do the same thing. Is you look, whenever you're considering a property in Kirkland, you pretty much do the same things?
Like in any jurisdiction, right.
Okay.
Yeah, and the one thing that is going to make it hard is the one nice thing about IMAP is it doesn't matter what jurisdiction. Okay, there's stuff that somebody will tell you it's in Kirkland, but it's actually unincorporated. There's not that much of that left, but there used to be. All of Fenn Hill used to be a separate in King County. You would go, if I just came here first and didn't know what jurisdiction is in, it would, like, blow up on me and say, hey, I can't find that.
Okay.
So IMAP is an advantage. Now, if everybody would go to a system like this and have one core login, just like my building permit, this thing would be slick.
Yeah.
And the advantage to this over IMAP is IMAP doesn't have the jurisdictional specific stuff like the water lines, the sewer lines, the storm. That's really important to us because if not, what we used to have to do is pick up the phone and call them or find time to come down here and say, I've done this hundreds of times, I'm looking at this property, where's everything at? And somebody would have to pull it up on their internal computer because until they got this launched, none of this was available to the public. And, you know, somebody out there would have to say, here, Troy, let me print it off for you. Hand me a printout. So, yeah, this is definitely an improvement. I wish I could get that...
that bird's eye or...
We'll get the aerial to work. Because it did this morning, so I don't know what happened to here. Because then I can actually see really the surrounding stuff, how other people worked around this. Now, you don't know if it was under a different code or not, but at least you have an idea.
Okay.
And why the sewer didn't turn on today is a little bit wacky because it's right there. Well, no, those are trees. So I don't see anything else to click. So why they didn't show up? Hang on, let me just... Oh, wait. Maybe they're going to make me do it. Wastewater?
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so this morning I thought I just clicked on the upper one and all of them clicked, but for some reason it didn't. So there's your sewer line.
Okay.
See, it's coming to the corner. As a developer on a small project like this, that worries me because they normally make me extend it the whole way down. So.
Okay.
So that's the first step we normally do.
Wow, and then,
And then if we...
I know, actually, It's like,
And in this case...
We haven't gotten this perspective yet,
yeah.
so...
in this case, I already knew going in that it wasn't going to be the whole thing developable.
Mm-hmm.
So when I've already actually made an offer on it. I made an offer that it's either probably going to be two or maybe three lots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and my next step would actually be to get a wetlands analysis to confirm what the city has done here,
mm-hmm.
lay that on here, then draw up a map and probably do what's called a pre-application meeting,
okay.
which I think they still do here.
Mm-hmm.
I know
yep.
Bellevue doesn't. In which case, I take in my idea and say, guys, here's what we found so far.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're proposing. Does it work?
Yeah.
And they'd either say, yep, looks like it's reasonable, or, boy, Troy, you missed the boat, and didn't you know that, you know, that's a Cat 1 wetland, not a Cat 2, and you have a 150-foot buffer versus a 75.
Yeah.
So unless something like that happened, we'd then show them the preliminary drawing. Assuming that worked, we'd actually then put together a preliminary plat submittal.
Okay. So let's go back to like, you have all this stuff, okay, and it is time for the pre-app meeting.
Okay.
Do you use the Kirkland website to do anything for that, or is that all
Well, that's a good question. Do they have that? I don't know if you can. That's actually a really interesting question.
Actually, we could go back to it. It's actually right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
can see if you can find that information, or, what do you do now?
Well, normally, I just call them up and say, I need a pre-app
meeting. Okay.
Come down and pay the money.
Yeah.
But let's just look it up, because I'm curious. It's called a pre-application meeting in most places. So let's see what happens when you look it up. Pre-submittal conference app. So here, so it looks to me like they have an application manual that I have to fill out, and you'd say whether it's a land use or a building. In this case, it'd be a land use.
Okay.
And then you'd fill out all the information to describe the proposed project, and then they make you tell them what you're doing. If it's a land use, they want a vicinity plan, conceptual drawing, surveyor engineer's drawing not required, and then $524 to set up the meeting.
Okay.
So it looks to me, if this is correct, it's still manual. Now, if they could automate this, it'd be phenomenal.
Okay.
Because it'd be one less thing. Because then, too, in a perfect world for me, is if I could do everything online, do my pre-app online,
mm-hmm.
my preliminary, my LSM, and then my building permits, and never have to come in here unless it was for a pre-app meeting or whatever. But it looks to me like this is, at least this one here, is manual.
Okay.
So I'd fill all this out. It tells you exactly what to put in. And then it looks to me like you just have to bring it in. So let's shut that down.
Okay. So mybuildingpermit.com doesn't really come in until.
But why not?
Yeah. Because, if everything's supposed to be electronic.
Yeah, let's just go look.
Okay.
Let's say apply. And we'll pick Kirkland. Start application. There's a building permit, clearing and grading, electrical, fire, land use. It should be under land use if they did it right. Actions established. Any project type. Huh. Let's try that. Let's just see. Nope, just took me backward.
Okay.
So I don't see on here the ability to do a pre-app online.
And so you would start using this at the pre-submittal level, or is it after the pre-submittal?
Well, if the pre-app's not in here, is the initial submittal on here? Let's try that one. Let's go backwards one. Go back to Kirkland. Building, clearing, permits for land service. So clearing and grading. So it looks like clearing and grading is the first place that they'd let me do it. So it looks like your prelim and your pre-app, if I'm reading this correctly, look to be manual. I could be wrong, and I'd love it if they would do it.
Okay.
But it's just not obvious to me. But from here, where do you go? Any idea? I don't see
anything. You're right. There's nothing to do. And I wonder.
Like the one that I'm going to meet on today, somebody else turned in the LSM.
Actually, let's try. Let's see if it's a browser issue.
Okay.
Whoops.
Hmm.
Okay, so let's try it again.
Okay, start application.
Because the latest version of IE is just...
So, clear and grading. Let's see it. Are we missing it here somewhere, guys? Anybody?
No, I know. It's just, yeah.
And again,
it's
that's not, where the more intuitive these things are.
You know,
actually,
click on any project type. Just try that. And I'm wondering if something's going to reveal itself. I think they're more or less saying
you have to do both application and project type. Yeah.
So there's a case where...
Okay. I think I did that like a week ago.
Okay. Yeah. So you're like, I am.
So I had same issue.
Okay.
So you can do a new... Plant infrastructure, trees and vegetation, or modification. So the modification would be to change one. So let's just try new.
And then okay, so it's just kind of walking you through it.
No one is
again
site development.
Continue. Okay.
Okay. And it brings up all their beautiful tree stuff. Kirkland and their trees. I'm 6 for 6. Every project I've done in Kirkland, house or plat, I've ran into tree issues.
Oh, really?
And I love trees too. I own a bunch of them, but. And this is weird, though. It only brings up trees. Oh, maybe here you put in. Huh. This is kind of goofy. So let's just try it here. So I don't know if I'm removing any trees, so I really can't even fill that out.
Yeah.
Is there a stream, surface water, drainage course, or wetlands in the property? I'd have to say yes. And it's two lots. I'm actually just going to see what it is here. Clearing and grading and project type, new scope work site development. There is a stream, yes.
Okay.
Based on your selections, this application will require review. Click save and continue to view application instruction and clean requires supplements.
So you have to log in though to see it. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks to me like they only start at what they call the LSM, the clearing and grading.
So go back now. Let's go back and pick just instead like the land use or the building.
Choose building instead.
Was it land use? Which one did you say?
No, we had to do clearing and grading is what we had to do. So these ones here, maybe it was land use.
Now that we know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we know how to do it.
Now, okay. No, you're right though. This actually is better now. So land use. Code amendment, critical area, deviation, land division, pre-op.
Pre-op
is in there.
Okay.
See, again, when we looked it up, though, it took us to the manual thing. It didn't take us here.
Right.
Pre-submittal construction, pre-submittal development, and pre-submittal land use. So this would be a pre-submittal land use. You really want all of them except for maybe not green. I do some things green, but not all of it.
Okay.
So there is stuff here.
Okay. See, look.
Well,
you can start.
Well, though, but you saw the first time we tried going through, though, it wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
And you'd want it if you look it up on their site for a pre-app. You'd like it to tell you where to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Please review the requirements for electronic plans, submittal information. Well, this is good to know.
Okay.
So it looks like it is here.
All right. A learning opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so you do a pre-app.
Okay, so you do the pre-app.
Once you got your pre-application meeting, then you do your application. Once your application is approved, in which case you have preliminary, then you would do your LSM, which is your engineering.
Okay. So. And what does LSM stand for?
It's a Kirkland term.
Oh, okay.
Land surface modification, I think is what it stands for. It's everybody has a different term in the industry. I wish they'd consolidate it. But, whenever you refer to Kirkland, it's just called an LS. I have one in here if you want to see it.
Okay. And then now that and you'd be in mybuildingpermit.com at this point?
Yeah, but typically I haven't done a lot of my stuff on the My Building Permit because I didn't know how far along they were.
Okay.
So I did learn something today, which is it looks like I can do them here. Now, the only issue would be, do I have stuff electronic to send them?
Okay.
That was the one issue you'd run into. But anything could be scanned nowadays.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think they're trying to make all their forms electronic, too. I know there's an initiative underway. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're 100% there yet.
Right.
But, okay.
Yeah.
And so do you ever go to the site, to the Kirkland site, then looking for, like, code, zoning things, things like that?
Yes.
Those all?
Well, I usually go to the City of Kirkland website for that stuff, and I have a saved thing on my computer.
Okay, so actually that's...
Which is all There's actually a state, a site that has the whole, everybody in the state's building code.
Okay.
Or their land use and building, and I normally go there.
Oh, okay. Instead of City of Kirkland?
Well, that way I have all of them right in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't even remember what that's called, municipal something or other. But yeah. Here, if I went here, I would just go zoning code.
You're definitely a search kind of guy.
That's just, yeah. I'm not, give me 100 menus and it just bores me to tears, so. See, it's not real clear on these. What I'd like for it just to come up and say, here's our zoning code. Kirkland zoning code.
Ask so, and you shall receive, yeah.
Code publishing, okay. So you'd look it up. Expand this one out.
Okay.
And so I would be looking up single family. If you want to just take the same one and just mm-hmm. follow through
yeah,
on it.
Yeah.
If I didn't know a specific zone, I would look this up, single family residential RSX.
Okay.
So this should be all the RSX zoning. And literally at that point, most of them have a table in them. I'm not seeing it here real easily. That is the critical thing we always look for.
Sad.
Okay. Let's see if that's it.
Oh, this is Chrome. This is a Chrome thing. You have to click that red X.
Okay.
You know, and I always, always, okay. and it doesn't make any difference. I have to still do it for okay. every single one.
So this would be the requirements for, and then what you have to do is you have to go through and look. Is there a way to make this a little bit bigger?
It's
on
sure
my computer.
Is.
I have
yeah.
it. So it's saying detached dwelling unit, which yeah. is what I normally do, lot size, and then you have to go over here and see the RS 7.2, which is right there. You have to, it's small. It says minimum lot size 7,200. Then I see my front yard, 20 feet, C-section here. That's a garage. Side yards, 5 foot each. Rear yard, 10 foot. Lot coverage, 50%. Height of structure, 30 feet. So that's all the kind of parameters
yeah.
to how a house has to sit
okay.
on a given lot. So like when I was doing this one this morning, I did a square on it and saw that in general, it looks to me like I might have as much as 15,000 feet. So you divide 15,000 by 7,200, it's 2 point something, you always run down. I can get two lots on this
yeah.
realistically. So.
Cool.
But then if you add other things, so it gives other uses, which I don't care about, churches, schools, whatever.
Okay.
So in their case, they have a pretty much, if you could read all this, all of the, and now
yeah,
FAR
yeah.
is another thing that applies, which is floor area ratio. It's really a commercial term, but mm-hmm. Bellevue and Kirkland both adopted it. That's one thing we run into. It just these jurisdictions have these overlaying rules.
Yeah,
they just compound. So,
have you done commercial resident?
No.
No, it's strictly single family.
Single family and some multifamily.
Okay.
Yeah, it's commercial. Each one of these, it takes so much to learn the animal, and it takes so much to learn the jurisdiction.
Yeah.
That, like in my case, I'm operating right now in about 6 different jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so hard. If I added commercial as a layer on top of that,
yeah.
it would just...
Yeah. Is it hard to keep track?
Oh, yeah.
But
there's no consistency across the industry.
No.
I mean, that's, you
yeah.
know, one guy will have 5 foot setbacks, the next guy will have 50, and then these guys have FAR, and the next jurisdiction over a dozen.
Yeah.
So you really have to keep track of all of it, because if not, you turn something in and they start laughing at you, going, why'd you turn that in? We'll never accept that.
Kirkland did.
Well, no, that's, yeah. you know, but that's where you look at,
yeah.
you know, it's like some of them now require sprinklers, some don't.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the next step here is this is useful to have, and it's not that hard to find on there.
Okay.
So.
Anything that you have come to the site for that you have a hard time finding?
Well, just like in this case, you know, just, you know, if we go back here, this one wasn't bad now that this is up here, but it wasn't real clear that that's the you know, the zoning.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not bad now because it used to just you had to flip through here and find it in there somewhere. So that is useful to have that. So it'd be nice though if they could collate that so you could actually put in what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Instead of me having I know it reasonably well,
yeah.
so I know
yeah.
that it's zoning code. Go here. Open this, look for the RSX, but it's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
And I know that just there's going to be a table. Just
mm-hmm.
like, you know, so
yeah.
I'm looking for it. It'd be nice if you just had, you know, single family, like even inner boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're single family commercial
yeah.
or multi, boom, and then which one you're looking
okay.
for. That way you'd, it, boom, 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 it'd take you right to
okay.
that. And I know the technology's there today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like I was in Tukwila the other day, and I was in a little bit different zoning than this, a little bit higher zoning, and it was really cool because they had single-family townhomes and multifamily all right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to wander around looking for it and stuff, and it was just convenient because it was all, like, in this case, the RSX 7200 is really not meant for... they get out of five. This is all pretty much single-family zoning.
Okay.
So, but if you looked up their multifamily... let's see if they have a table here.
Yeah.
But there's some zones that, depending on the jurisdiction, I'm sure where you can overlap, you have the option of doing a single family, a multifamily. You know, you can kind of mix and match.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have that information. So.
Okay. So, any, like I said, particular pain points on the Kirkland site that you want to...
well, just the more intuitive they can make it.
Okay.
It'd be great, and I don't know, maybe they haven't. Let's go look. Let's just see. Let's just go look up. Let's see. Residents. Business services departments. Yeah, it's kind of weird on here because it'd be nice if you had a place, in my case, because I'm always doing basically the same thing,
mm-hmm.
to look up everything in one spot.
Yeah.
But here I have to almost go to development services.
Okay.
And public works. See, I've got to go to both mm-hmm. of them because what I do, and that may not be the right spot. Here we go, planning department. So it's reasonable in the way it works and stuff. The more intuitive they can make it, like on that GIS thing where
mm-hmm.
you know we had to kind of sit there and look, the better off it would be.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so actually we're going to go to the whiteboard next and hopefully design this intuitive site. But before we go there, I'm curious too. So you started in software, so how did you transition to
This is my fourth career, so.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually I started manufacturing, and that's where I learned development at.
Okay.
Is I used to work for a small manufacturer, and we had plants all over the state, and so I did all their